Championship, EMS, fire department, police departments, battle it out, raising funds for charity. Doors open at 6 p.m. Boxing starts at 7. Presented by Fight Sports Entertainment. This Friday night, doors open at 6. Boxing starts at 7 at the Punch Train Center, Kenner.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
And good evening. Welcome to another edition of He Said, She Said. I'm Jeff Cruer.
And I'm Mimi Cruer.
And we thank you for joining us. We are going to be opening up our phone lines in a little bit. We'd love to have you on board. It's an open line, so anything you want to talk about, fair game. It's 504-556-9696, your ticket into the program. And you can also email us at jeff@wgso.com. We have a lot to go over here this evening. A lot is going on. Mimi, we were talking earlier about so many stories that are breaking. And
it's like we could talk all day and all night.
Yes.
That's how much is going on.
Right.
It's giving me a headache.
So, Gazans.
I was actually kind of depressed last week about all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's too much. It's overwhelming.
Yeah.
It's just too much.
So, Gazans are moving south. There's humanitarian aid.
I think they said like 50,000.
Yeah, there's some humanitarian aid coming. As far as the humanitarian pause, that's what the Biden administration has been asking for. What do you make of that?
It's just another way. This is what the left does. They just find other ways to define something so they look like, you know, they're doing something that's not to offend certain groups. Mm-hmm. It is a ceasefire. It's not going to happen if it happens in the South to get the humanitarian aid in and to get people out. And of course, it happened when we were trying to get the ones that they got the hostages out. But that doesn't take 24, 48 hours.
Israel is saying that Hamas is hiding in the hospitals. So I mean,
all of the tunnels are underneath hospitals. They're underneath schools. They're underneath places, you know, where kids play, you know, because they know that is outside the bounds of war. So you will not target. But Hamas also murders themselves. And Gazans also are, you know, civilians.
Mm-hmm.
They're complicit, too. Because from what I grew up in, I'm going to tell you, they all hate them too. They all hate Jews.
Yeah, it's sad.
With a fire.
And that's what Israel's surrounded by. You know, we had some progress under the Trump administration of peace deals and the prospect of economic ties and real growing relationships. But now all of that has been destroyed through all of this. And you know, we're in a world of hurt. You know, Dr. Ben Carson yesterday tweeted, we need Trump back, not only for America, but the world.
But the world. And that is so true. And, you know, there's been a couple, some breaking news and with different stories. So we'll just, the breaking news on this war. This is true, and it's been documented because it's true. AP, Reuters, New York Times, and CNN. They had photographers embedded with Hamas and Gazan civilians when they stormed into Israel on October 7th, and they took photographs, okay? They were the only ones. They were the first ones on the ground, which means that they knew it was going to happen. They knew it was going to happen, and they did it. So that is a problem. All of the pictures, if you're on my Facebook, all of the pictures have a AP watermark claiming the photo as their photo. So this is a problem. and they need to come out and address it.
Yeah. The question is, you know, they were embedded as these terrorists were killing innocent people, and no one was alerted. So they were taking all these photos of innocent people being killed. So do they have a responsibility to alert Israeli authorities that innocent people are being killed? Do they have a responsibility to alert their news agency? Does their news agency have a responsibility
yes.
to alert people who could do something about it? But it looks like none of that happened.
No, but then they report it. They don't report it correctly. So obviously they were already in there.
Right.
They were
They were tipped off.
Do they have they have leanings to pro Hamas?
Yeah,
you know,
well,
these are questions, and it's not just Hamas. The citizens, the civilians came in through that gate.
Right, and participated.
And they participated
so
in all the
anybody
murders.
That participated in that is a terrorist, in my view.
Right, and you can't tell the difference.
Yeah, might as well call them Hamas. 504-556-9696. It is, of course, He Said, She Said on WGSO. Rashida Tlaib censured. You had a few Democrats going along with the Republicans.
22.
This is overdue. I mean, this woman has been spouting support for terrorism for quite a long.
She threatened the president.
Virulent anti-Semite.
She called him Biden Joe genocide.
Uh-huh.
So she is.
She also threatened the former president, Donald Trump.
He didn't have the wars going on.
But she called him names. She promised to get the M blankety blank, F blankety blank impeached.
Well, I'll tell you that this woman from the river to the sea, Palestinians will be free. There's the Jordan River and the mm-hmm. Mediterranean, which
right.
means wipe it off. It is well known that that's a battle cry. Along with Allahu Akbar, that is a battle cry. It is. So
it was the
can't
right thing.
Say that. She's out there inciting these protests.
But you know what? I would say the rest of the squad is too.
They told yes. And
so they could all be censured.
They're on the House floor last night for the second vote for a censure and second resolution.
Mm-hmm.
And they. This is what I don't understand about the squad. They can't speak at a regular tone of voice. They have to be absolutely hysterical about everything. Do you know, it's just insightful.
Right.
You know, I don't think they're doing any service to female Americans,
mm-hmm.
to Arab Americans. You know, we're known, as you guys know, if you listen quite regularly, I get heated and raise my
mm-hmm.
voice.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's just, I think it's just bad for everyone. And you can't, they are inciting these things.
Right.
There have been Jews murdered. It just happened, you know.
Well, it just happened the other day, and there's been a lot of violence on college campuses. There have been violence all over. So we are seeing a massive increase in anti-Semitic attacks. And whenever they ask about anti-Semitic attacks, the Biden administration will bring up Islamophobia. As if
I have never ever felt
there is some kind of equalization.
I have never ever felt
mm-hmm.
Any hatred towards me personally.
Yeah,
I have no. I don't feel like my family has. As a matter of fact, Saudi Arabia, where my father was living for quite some time,
mm-hmm.
he had a place here in Virginia as well. But he lived there doing work, American companies,
mm-hmm.
and. They expelled him because he dared to try to bridge gaps with other religions.
Right.
And he pointed out in a book in red everything that's mentioned every time Jesus is mentioned in the Quran. So he was just trying to bridge gaps. They kicked them out.
Mm-hmm.
They came, and this is the thing. They kicked them out, and they seized his entire business, everything, which was CT scans and things like that. So he calls the Saudis racist. Okay, so there is racism within.
Sure. All right, 504-556-9696. Also, elections yesterday in multiple states. In Mississippi, the Republican hangs on as governor. In Kentucky, the Democrat hangs on as governor. But in Virginia, you had a big victory for the Democrats taking over their legislature. And in Ohio, a measure protecting abortion rights won by 13 percentage points. So they're calling it a big night for Democrats. And, you know, it's interesting, as the country goes to hell in a handbasket under Biden, you would think the Democrats would be very unpopular. You'd think Biden would be a drag on their ticket. You'd think Republicans would mop up like they should have done in 2022. None of it happened. What? And so what I'm calling for right now is a resignation of Ronna McDaniel. She is the RNC chair. She is a disaster. She has failed in election after election. Add this to the list of failed elections. We won down here in Louisiana, not because of Ronna McDaniel. She didn't do anything for Jeff Landry. He won on his own. But she has responsibility for what happened, in my opinion, yesterday. So she should go. She needs to go.
I agree.
And also the RGA chair, Kim Reynolds, was too busy campaigning with Ron DeSantis in Iowa, didn't spend the time helping her Republican candidate in Kentucky, and he lost a close election.
Well, it should have been Harvey Dillon to win that election. And, you know, there's just something. It's all political.
Yeah. So we'll talk more about that. The other issues, brief timeouts. We'll be back.
Hi, I'm Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser. Nothing says summer in Louisiana more than shelling, swimming, or surf fishing. But don't get caught off guard when it comes to rip currents. It's no laughing matter. That's why I'm asking you personally to use your noodle. That's right. Bring a flotation device with you. Rip currents are easy to manage with the right education and equipment. Visit bringanoodle.org to learn more about how you can be prepared and stay safe this summer. I'll see you at the beach.
Tragically, countless lives and souls have been lost through the chastisements plaguing the world, from which Our Lady could have spared us. The world continues to build up a tremendous debt, not just financially, but above all morally, provoking the justice of God, and there will be a terrible price to pay for it if we do not invoke Our Lady in the precise way shown to us by heaven, to intervene on our behalf with the inestimable merits of her Immaculate Heart. Learn the truth at Fatima.org.
Are you in a constant battle with mosquitoes outside your house? Stop smacking yourself in the face. Call Mosquito Joe. Whether it's playing ball with the kids or cooking out, Mosquito Joe treatments allow you to enjoy your yard without the nuisance of pesky mosquitoes, ticks, and fleas. No more itching and scratching, and no more wasting time on smelly products that don't work. Visit MosquitoJoe.com or call 504-208-2361 for more information and a free quote. With Mosquito Joe, outside is fun again.
This is U.S. Senator John Kennedy. I am very proud to support Tim Carver for state representative. Now, this election is personal to me. I live in this state house district. Tim even knocked on my door to ask for my vote. Kim Carver has an incredible work ethic. He's one of the hardest workers I know. And that's why I believe Kim Carver will be a leader for the North Shore at the state capitol.
Paid for by friends of Kim Carver.
Would free money help your business? The U.S. government has $80 billion available to fund small businesses. As long as you have W-2 employees, you could be eligible for the Employee Retention Credit. This could be up to $26,000 for each W-2 employee that you kept on the payroll for 2020 and 2021. To get started, email me at jeff@ringsidepolitics.com. Your company name and address, your type of business, and the number of employees you have. At no cost to you, our CPAs will confidently review your company's payroll information from 2020 and 2021, and within a week be able to tell you how much of a refund your company can expect to get back. You only pay a fee if and when you receive this refund. This is not a loan, so claim your refund now without doing the complex paperwork yourself. Our experts are ready to help you file your application now. Nonprofits and charities can also qualify. For more information, visit ringsidepolitics.com. That's ringsidepolitics.com.
All right, we're back. Jeff Carrere here.
And Mimi Carrere.
And in a few minutes, we'll open up our phone lines at 504-556-9696. Mimi, a few more issues we want to get to this evening. And, of course, tonight is a Republican debate. And this is the third one now.
It's a joke.
I call it the junior varsity debate, saying enough of the junior varsity debate.
The RNC needs to stop spending money on this stuff. They need to stop spending our money on this stupidness.
So Donald Trump is like 60% in the polls. These other candidates, you can combine them, they've only got maybe 30. So they're all of them together are half of what he's got. He's going to be the nominee. They need to save their money and get behind him. They need to stop having debates where these candidates are just bashing him, and then just adding on to the problems that the Democrats are causing him, and the courts are causing him, and the media is causing him, and all the other people that are going after him.
Well, and Chris Christie, I don't even know how he made the stage this time. He was at 1%.
The criteria is ridiculous. I mean, it should be 10-15%. And if you're not at that level, forget it.
Well, no, none of them are.
So, forget it. So basically, it would be forget it for all of them.
Exactly.
And then answer me this question. Why do you give a liberal media outlet that hates you and that is biased toward you and does not have fair reporting and is not objective? Why do you give them the money, the attention,
the
exposure,
the opportunity to
host your debate?
Yeah.
Why did they go to NBC News?
They could have gone to Newsmax.
Yeah, I mean, or even Fox or OAN or something that would be.
They should have spread it out so everybody has an opportunity at that mm-hmm. pie. But you're right. There's no reason. NBC has been really terrible.
NBC is they have MSNBC. It's a terrible network. It's a horrible network. It's a network of hate.
Their opinion. I'm not going to call them journalists, but at nighttime it's all opinion. Okay, daytime's news. Not that that's news either. But
right.
They talk in horrible terms. Racist. You're racist. You know, and the worst labels in the world. They do not do that on our side.
Yeah.
They don't. You know what they do? They'll play Joy Reid, and they let her say it. They don't have to say it.
They allow these five candidates to be there, so they're going to – Tim Scott somehow. I don't know how.
I mean, I really don't know why he's still in it either.
I don't know how they qualified for the debate. It just is a joke.
The only people should be – if we're going to do this charade, should be Nikki Haley, Ron DeSantis. Can you think of another?
Ramaswamy, maybe. I don't think any of them. I don't think any of them.
Well, Vivek is like plummeting.
Yeah, and Ron DeSantis has plummeted.
And I don't really think...
And Nikki Haley doesn't have much.
Nikki Haley is a neocon.
They're all neocons.
She is so pro-war.
Vivek's not. Vivek's not.
No, but I don't agree with some of the ways that he... Some of the things he said about regarding...
Right.
Some actions he would take.
Yeah, it's really a shame. Donald Trump's going to have his own event, which probably will be a lot more interesting than what these guys are doing. So... That's all going on. Of course, today, Ivanka Trump testified. Your thoughts?
Breaking news. The judge apparently likes to take naked selfies of himself, and he puts them in his college newsletter that he runs as an alumni. He posts them online. That Jesse Waters covered it. Laura Loomer's got it on Twitter. X, and then his wife has been railing against Trump since before and since as this trial is progressing. And one of the things she posted was, rhymes with puck. Puck Trump.
Mm.
Okay. And
wow.
So it's just so ridiculous. It's so outrageous. And mm-hmm. then the judge's son comes and sits there. They tell Trump this is not a rally. You know, he slams his hand down. They're not allowed to have any sort of rebut. They're not allowed to speak. Elena Haba, he was like, sit down, you know,
Yeah.
Control your client.
And then you've got these states that are trying to keep him off the ballot. Now, the Minnesota Supreme Court just dismissed it, so he will be on the Minnesota ballot. There's some other states that are trying to keep him off the ballot. So he's got the criminal cases. He's got the civil cases. He's got the cases where they're trying to keep him off the ballot. Does this all look coordinated to you?
Well, of course it is. So, it is, but it's not going to work. You can't do that.
Yeah.
This is
this is election interference.
Well, yeah, and it's protected by the Constitution. Let the people have their say. Okay, last night was a big victory for abortion in Ohio, and it went down to the states. And I'm going to tell you, these very same people have been complaining that now it's a states' rights issue. Mm-hmm. But boy, are they happy today because their people came out. And you know what? That's what the people who live in Ohio want.
Right.
They have a right to have it.
No, and I think Republicans need to just say it's a state issue. And that's what Roe v. Wade did. So it turned it back to the states. And the people in those states can decide. Now, the Democrats are going to have abortion on the ballot all over the country. And it's going to be something to motivate women to come out and vote. And do you think this is going to really help the Democrats?
Yes. They have a new strategy now where other states now are going to start making amendments to vote on for abortion. So the test was Ohio. They won.
Right.
For them.
Right.
And then now they're going to have it on the ballot. And the next election is going to be the presidential. So this is how they plan to get people... crazy progressives out to the polls.
504-556-9696. So their agenda stinks. Their candidates stink. They've ruined the country. They've been a disaster internationally. We're now got national security threats out the wazoo. People can't even pay their bills. Everything's gone up. But because they're pro-abortion, you're going to have people voting Democrat?
Look, it's not... All this jumping and hyperventilating over Ohio's abortion law is not exactly what you think. Only 43% of the state came out to vote. And that's not even, that's split, okay? That's split with conservatives.
But so that's higher than Kentucky, where only 30% of the people came out and voted.
I understand that.
Or Louisiana.
But if everybody came out, it might not have gone that way. And I think that that's what a lot of people are, that fight all the time. You cannot sit by and let these things happen.
The days
you gotta get up and vote.
The days of like 70% of the people voting are over because the voter rolls are so messed up. It's inaccurate data.
Well, we've got an election coming up. What's the date? You know it.
November 18th, and you got early voting going on now, and they're saying the turnout could be 10-15%.
And that's terrible. If you can hear my voice and Jeff's voice, come on. This is it. This makes a difference.
I was saying that last night at the Home Defense Foundation meeting, encouraging people to go vote. And a lot of the people there, which are good activists and good citizens, had already voted. So when we asked them how many had already voted, a lot of them put their hands up.
Good.
So they already early voted. All right, hang on. We'll come back with a whole lot more. 504-556-9696 to join us right here on He Said, She Said on WGSO.
If you're in your 20s or 30s, the Home Defense Foundation wants you to help set up our new Young Member Division. Since you listen to Jeff Cruer, we already know you can think straight, so why not get active as a leader of HDF's new Young Member Division? You will get your own budget for meetings, refreshments, etc., free firearm lessons, and it won't cost you a dime. Go to hdfnola.org for details. This is a great way for someone in their 20s and 30s to network and learn leadership skills. Go to hdfnola.org for details. If you're in your 20s or 30s, this is a tremendous opportunity. Go to hdfnola.org for more details.
Hi. I'm Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser. Nothing says summer in Louisiana more than shelling, swimming, or surf fishing. But don't get caught off guard when it comes to rip currents. It's no laughing matter. That's why I'm asking you personally to use your noodle. That's right. Bring a flotation device with you. Rip currents are easy to manage with the right education and equipment. Visit bringanoodle.org to learn more about how you can be prepared and stay safe this summer. I'll see you at the beach.
For over 30 years, the Monumental Task Committee has cleaned, restored, and repaired all monuments and statues in the New Orleans area. Dedicated to historic preservation, this volunteer-based nonprofit organization receives no government or taxpayer money. Please consider preserving Louisiana history by making a tax-deductible donation through the website at monumentaltask.org. That's monumentaltask.org.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Tika Fox. Iberia Parish Assessor and former Louisiana Speaker of the House, Taylor Barra, was named Governor-elect Jeff Landry's Commissioner of Administration. Brooke Thornton has more.
The person that we appoint to be the commissioner basically run the financial affairs of the state.
They also prepare the state budget, and Landry says Barra is ideal for the position.
Because he knows state government, and he knows the budget process inside and out. Because remember, HB 1 starts in a house.
And Patrick Goldsmith, who was once with the Legislative Auditor's Office, will be Deputy Commissioner of Administration.
I think it's an unbelievable winning team.
I'm Brooke Thorington.
LSU women's basketball team landed the Bayou State's top high school prospect, Jada Richard. Richard is a 5'6 guard out of Lafayette Christian Academy. She has won three straight state championships across three divisions. Richard was also District 4 4A MVP, averaging 28 points, 5 assists, 4 steals, and 5 rebounds per game. LRN.
Season's greetings from the Louisiana Lottery. It's a flurry of fun this holiday season with holiday scratch-offs from the lottery. Give the perfect holiday gift with $1 Snow Much Fun and unwrap up to $500. 'Tis the season to celebrate by picking up $2 Snow Much Cash loaded with gifts of $50. Win up to $10,000. Finally, stuff your stockings with $5 Snow Me the Money and a jolly old top prize of $100,000. Get your flurry of fun on this season. Pick up Snow Much Fun, Snow Much Cash, and Snow Me the Money today. Win up to $100,000. Play all three holiday scratch-offs from the lottery. Louisiana Lottery, giving you a season to smile. Must be at least 21 to purchase.
Hey folks, it's Jeff Cruer. When I'm hungry late at night, there's only one place that I go, TikTok Cafe. This 24-hour diner is the perfect casual place to chow down. It's tucked away at the corner of Causeway Boulevard and South I-10 Service Road in the heart of Metairie. This funky little cafe has been a neighborhood favorite since 1999. There's daily lunch specials and delicious dinner entrees, such as hearty burgers, Cajun seasoned pork chops, sirloin steaks, and the always popular country fried steak. But I love TikTok Cafe because it has breakfast 24 hours a day. From pancakes to corned beef hash, the breakfast menu is loaded with all your favorite items. Whether you're a sweet or savory breakfast eater, TikTok Cafe has something for you. For more information, check out their Facebook page at TikTok Cafe Metairie. You can always dine in or call for delivery at 834-6272. That's 834-6272. TikTok Cafe, always ready to serve you.
Are you tired of your glasses fogging up when you go outside, when you drink coffee, open the oven, or the dishwasher? Well, I've got your answer. The Clear Stuff, the best anti-fog eyeglass cleaner. It's also anti-static. The Clear Stuff is especially designed for any anti-reflective coating because it usually has an oily film making it hard to clean. But not with the Clear Stuff. You just need to apply to your glasses once every few days. And after you apply it, use a clean microfiber cloth to avoid scratching your lens. The Clear Stuff is your all-in-one lens cleaner. It keeps your glasses cleaner for longer and fills in those small scratches on glasses to increase optimal clarity. It also can be used for sunglasses, goggles, phones, computer screens, and televisions. To order the Clear Stuff today at theclearstuff.com. Three different sizes starting at $9.99. And if you order now on our website, we'll offer a massive discount. 25% off the 1 ounce and 2 ounce jars. So order yours today at theclearstuff.com. Theclearstuff.com, where vision meets clarity, clear eyewear.
I don't know what's gonna happen to you, baby, but I do know that I love you.
All right, welcome back. On this busy Wednesday evening, I'm Jeff Cruer.
I'm mimicry wear.
And you're listening to He Said, She Said on WGSO, 990 AM, also WGSO.com. So, Mimi, there's some other topics, and then we'll take some phone calls. We want to hear from you here on the program as we cruise through an open line. We've been talking about Trump's trials, the protests, the elections, what is going on across the world, across the country, Rashida Tlaib, the anti-Semitic squad, and, of course, all of these news organizations being embedded with Hamas as they go into Israel. And that raises lots of journalistic ethics questions.
Well, they were all Middle Eastern men.
Yeah.
So we really don't know who they are, what their history is. And I'm sure that they do their journalism primarily because they're Middle Eastern and they speak Arabic over there. Okay, so, you get who you can get, but it doesn't mean that you shouldn't. I thought it was unethical for that whole thing to happen. Now, let's talk about these idiotic kids who were coming out and marching against Israel. Now, they don't know anything. They've just come out of colleges or are in colleges who promote the DEI ridiculous curriculum. I don't even call it a curriculum. It's a lie. And they really don't understand. Now, as far as the pro-Hamas people that are out there, they have been raised on this issue, okay? This is what I was raised on this issue. It's all they really talk about. So, they will parrot whatever it is that their parents' grievances with this situation. And so that's what they say. Now, the other groups that are there are our family, great friends, Antifa. Mm-hmm. And they have joined forces with, this just cracks me up, they have joined forces with the queer movement and the trans movement. I have a lot to say about it.
Don't these people know that
they'd
be thrown off buildings if they were in, let's say, an ISIS territory as part of the caliphate? Let's say they were in the caliphate.
They know nothing.
Don't they realize that they'd be marked for death?
No. Okay, one of the most amusing videos I've seen is this Antifa guy. And the reason you know they're Antifa is because they wear these black masks. Well, they're dressed, first of all, head to toe in black.
Right.
And then they wear the ski mask, the old kind with the eyeballs cut out. And he's over there talking to someone who had a sign on against puberty blockers. And he does it often. I know him well on the internet. And so this Antifa guy comes over and he starts giving him a hard time about it. And the next thing you know, these girls, these Palestinian girls or whatever ethnicity they are, come over and he starts to say, this guy's against puberty blockers and supporting trans kids. And the two girls let him have it. You can't do that. No, Islam prohibits that. You can't do that. And the guy was like, oh, my God. Like, but I'm on y'all side. And they were like, well, we're not on your side. You can't do that.
See, there's such ignorance. There's such ignorance. They don't understand. They don't know the connections. They don't know what these so-called allies really believe in. And one group that does, I think, is Black Lives Matter. I mean, they understand what Hamas is all about.
And they've studied and
they've come out for Hamas. They had the graphic of the paragliders coming over and supported them. So there's an understanding there. But some of these LGBTQ activists, I think, have no idea. 504-556-9696.
That crowd, the Antifa, they don't understand. You can't have premarital sex. So all of them guilty, I would imagine. You can't, steal. Burn things. So too bad they've already done that. You know, you can't show off your body if you're a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They've already done that. There's nothing that they are doing.
Don't the women have to, walk 10 feet behind the
men? No.
At least in some countries they do.
Saudi Arabia got rid of that.
Yeah.
Lebanon never had that.
I think Afghanistan might have that now.
Okay. That's not That's a Taliban thing.
All right. That's where the Hamas is getting some of their weapons, the Taliban.
Yeah.
504-556-9696. So it's a mixture of a lot of issues, and of course the country is going to hell in a handbasket. Yet Democrats win elections. Well, it's amazing to me.
It's true, and I think we've all seen and the people that are doing this are that I can tell are all Arabs taking down the kidnap signs that are being put out everywhere. And I heard one girl. And it's the same thing as Black Lives Matter. No lives could matter until Black Lives Matter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, lives, and that's what it meant. Now we've got Jews' lives can't matter until all lives matter. And it's what they think. So they don't care that these people are kidnapped. They're irrelevant because it's not just about the Jews.
So what I find interesting is that they want to forget about what happened on October 6th. October 7th, they want to forget about the babies that were killed, the pregnant moms that were killed, the grandmas that were killed. And they also want to forget about all these people that are in captivity right now, elderly, children, all these folks who have been probably being held in horrible conditions.
They're freedom fighters. That's how they've cast this whole situation.
So, and we're supposed to identify with them. When they treat these victims the way they're treating them. I mean, it's just outrageous. Absolutely outrageous.
But that's where the whole raised on the issue comes up.
And they're supporting groups that kill innocent people, terrorists.
There's at least four generations of people since the 40s that have been raised on
this. Now, they'll say that Israel does that. From what I can tell, it seems like they're trying to not have civilian deaths in Gaza.
Well, you know, it's kind of hard to just... go blind and deaf when you can see it and hear it.
Yeah.
So, and I do, don't get me wrong. I do. I feel like that there are some Israelis that were raised on this too and harbor ill will and.
But just imagine
the same amount of hatred.
Imagine if you're them and you're surrounded by countries that hate you and that you've been the recipient of all these attacks all these years, and these countries won't even identify your right to exist. They won't even accept that. So it's a tough situation for them, and I just think there's got to be a way we can get back to the progress that Trump was creating with the Arab countries that will work with them. They've got to continue to shut down the Iranians. The Iranians are the problem here. And they were making a lot of success. I mean, we were really seeing some progress in the Middle East. And it's so sad that now everything has been blown up. All right. How about we take some of these? 504-556-9696. Let's go to our friend in the Buckeye State, the big state of Ohio, that voted yesterday for abortion rights. Massive victory. Cash. Money is with us. I'm not saying cash money did, but his state did. How are you, sir?
Well,
good evening.
Every machine's rigged. They stole everything again. There ain't no way. But, you know, I'm tired of being depressed. Let's make this the mental health portion of our hour. Shall we do some entertainment? I don't know. Sing. Treason. Nothing more than treason. Or, of course, our ever favorite, ivermectin with zinc. Take it today. I'm just tired. You know, our heads are spinning. Everybody's head is spinning. You know, we don't want to show that they're getting to us, but, you know, we're being hit from 14 sides of Sunday, and there is no authority anywhere to make anybody do anything tomorrow. And that's not the American that I grew up in as a child. You know, I still remember getting smacked on the wrist if I didn't get something done with that ruler. Get up here, pay attention. We got to be immediate.
Hey,
has our beautiful nation gone? Because, you know, I learned with all my disabilities to live within that system appropriately, follow the rules. But today's margins, nah, we ain't following crap. Wait till you see what we dish next. And I'm really tired, and I'm worried about the mental health of this country. I want us to be happy tonight. No, of course not. I'm watching no Republican debate. In fact,
neither am I.
I'm going to watch a movie I've seen 1,000 times.
Are you going to watch Trump?
Trump's doing a rally.
And I'm going to sing along. No, hold on. I am going to get in Trump, yes. He starts here in about 15 minutes, and we're going to get that in. Yeah. We always got to hear Mr. Trump, but I hope he says something that just absolutely
President
shocks
President Trump,
him.
Cash. You said Mr.
President. Yeah, the honorable.
Mr. President, he's the man with the plan, the only one. Here's another thing I was thinking. You know, when he was in office and we were having some real issues with some of them extremists and them terrorists, he sent them pictures of their houses right to them, called them on the phone. What do you want to do? Why aren't we doing that now? Who is actually behind delivering the violence to Israel? It's not the people in the tunnels. Who are the top people? Where are they sitting? Are they in Switzerland somewhere? Let's blow the living crap right out of their
facility. They're in Qatar. They're in Qatar. A lot of them are in Iran and Qatar and Egypt.
If Trump was there, that is what would be happening this instantaneous minute. We wouldn't be playing. And everybody's worried about Ronna McDaniel. Listen, we got a bigger problem than Ronna McDaniel. It's called machines. Machines. It ain't nothing going to change with any of them individuals until you absolutely get rid of them coast to coast.
Or how about we have an RNC chair that cares about the machines and cares about the stolen election? That would be good. You know, but Cash, we got to roll. We got to roll, my friend. We got to get some break.
Thank you very much.
You have a good evening. And don't spend your time watching this junior varsity debate.
You know, he mentioned fraud, you know. There is a Connecticut, real quick before the break, there is a Connecticut, there's an election overturned, and last night they had a problem in Pennsylvania.
All right, hang on with us. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser. Nothing says summer in Louisiana more than shelling, swimming, or surf fishing. But don't get caught off guard when it comes to rip currents. It's no laughing matter. That's why I'm asking you personally to use your noodle. That's right. Bring a flotation device with you. Rip currents are easy to manage with the right education and equipment. Visit bringanoodle.org to learn more about how you can be prepared and stay safe this summer. I'll see you at the beach.
Are you in a constant battle with mosquitoes outside your house? Stop smacking yourself in the face. Call Mosquito Joe. Whether it's playing ball with the kids or cooking out, Mosquito Joe treatments allow you to enjoy your yard without the nuisance of pesky mosquitoes, ticks, and fleas. No more itching and scratching, and no more wasting time on smelly products that don't work. Visit mosquitojoe.com or call 504-208-2361 for more information and a free quote. With Mosquito Joe, outside is fun. Again,
100 years have passed since Our Lady of Fatima first appeared to the three shepherd children in Portugal. Her request, when granted, will assure peace in the world. Her requests are simple: the consecration of Russia to her Immaculate Heart by the Pope and all bishops of the world, pray the rosary every day, and practice the first 5 Saturdays devotion. When enough people follow her instructions, there will be peace. If her requests continue to be ignored, there will be dire consequences. Time is running out. Please pray for the conversion of Russia. For information about Fatima, contact www.fatima.org.
For over 30 years, the Monumental Task Committee has cleaned, restored, and repaired all monuments and statues in the New Orleans area. Dedicated to historic preservation, this volunteer-based nonprofit organization receives no government or taxpayer money. Please consider preserving Louisiana history by making a tax-deductible donation through the website at monumentaltask.org. That's monumentaltask.org.
Well, we know about our economic problems, supply chain issues, record-setting inflation, sky-high gas prices. And during COVID, the big box stores were allowed to stay open the whole time. So many little guys, the small business owners, were forced to close. The wealthiest people on the planet became better off, while mom and pop suffered. The question is, what are we willing to do about it? How can our voices be heard? We vote with our dollars. That's how we make a difference. No more shopping at big box stores. If you can get the items from a family-owned company. We help people walk away from the big box conglomerates. We can shop factory direct at a family-owned, made-in-America manufacturer. Family-owned companies put their customers first, not Wall Street investors. Let's together cut off their cash flow. We can choose to help regular people by shopping with family-owned businesses and buying products made in America. Call 718-869-9020 or visit thepatriotshopper.com.
Hey, we're back. It's He Said, She Said. I'm Jeff Cruer.
I'm Mimi Cruer.
And we are cruising through an open line, so we've had so many topics this evening. And we'll try to squeeze in some more, but let's go to the phone lines right now. Miss Janice joining us from New Orleans. Hey, Miss Janice, what's happening?
Yeah, how you doing? Yeah, I know you do that commercial all the time, but I like Walmart. That's where I shop. I get my good stuff there. I wanted to tell you, I just seen something here on my phone. It says Synagogue and Jewish Community Center in Montreal was hit by an attempted firebomb attack. So this is
it's going to get worse.
Yeah, it's been going on. And did you see the story about the Jewish elderly man who was killed after someone hit him with a bullhorn?
Yeah. I mean, this is just really something. It really is. It is. It's just terrible. It truly
It happened
is.
On Tulane's campus the other day.
Miss Janice, they're painting Jewish stars on people's front doors, just like World War II. Just like tell everybody
that a Jew lives there. I know what the Israeli flag is, but what's a Jewish star?
Star of David.
Star of David.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and they're painting that on people's front doors.
They're going to be three pro. Yeah, there are going to be three pro-Palestinian rallies here tomorrow in New Orleans. And I read that New Orleans has one of the highest Palestinian populations in the country.
Is there a lot?
Yeah, and I didn't know that.
Yeah, something.
Did
else.
Not know that.
Well, you all have a good night.
And Miss Janice, there
all right, Miss Janice. Thank you, my dear.
Just reply to her, even though she's no longer there. They're putting the Star of David in order to identify that a Jew lives there.
Right.
They're not just going around willy-nilly and...
Here is a little bit of local news. Mayor LaToya Cantrell is getting ready to travel to Kenya. for a meeting on plastic pollution. Now,
she's getting it all in.
I mean, she's
going
to be doing junket after junket after junket.
First
after
class to Kenya with her boyfriend Vappy sitting right beside.
And all of the Aspen Institute events. She's going to be doing the conferences. She's going to be doing the summits.
She's doing these things for her future.
Plastic pollution. Now,
whatever the future.
Okay, so there's blood on the streets in New Orleans. The city's economy is a shambles. We're losing people. We've got graffiti everywhere. It's a mess. You've got a French Quarter that is not safe. You got a big Super Bowl coming here in a little over a year. And as Billy Nungesser said in my morning show, I mean, what's the plan to get New Orleans ready? And she's getting ready to go to Kenya to talk about plastic pollution.
You know what the plan is? It's to sweep up the homelessness, get everything looking pretty, to get it, you know, to lie to the world, just like they're doing in San Francisco, because the Chinese, whomever, is coming there.
Back in 1988, when we had the Republican convention, the city was looking great. I mean, they cleaned everything up. They put murals around. I mean, it was looking good. And then, of course, the convention ended, and then we went back to our normal look.
You and I were talking about this in the car. You know how to get rid of all the graffiti? Mm-hmm. Just put the word Trump on top of it, and it'll be gone in hours.
There you go. It's a good idea. 504-556-9696. Come join us. Let's go to our friend Matthew in Homa. How are you, sir? Good evening. Good evening.
Good evening. Let me switch to... So, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah.
So, I listened to the Dan Bongino podcast, Six Hex and Hammer podcast live stream, and In the Litter Box podcast. And basically, they're saying that the elections were not that bad for the Republicans. For one thing, in Kentucky, all of the down ballot tickets. The Republicans won all of those. They just lost the governorship. Fraud? Maybe.
Well, I think the thing with the Kentucky is that Mitch McConnell endorsed this the Republican. And Trump did too, but there's such distrust There's such distrust. They cannot stand McConnell. So they're like, well, we can't trust you. Who are you? Are you like that? But, are you a rhino?
But my problem was the RGA chair, whose job it is to elect Republican governors, wasn't even there. Was hanging around with Ron DeSantis in Iowa. So, I mean, where's the effort?
Chair of the RGA?
Other governors.
Well, can they fire her?
Too late now. They just lost the election.
Okay, well, got another one coming up. Then the one thing that I got out of all three podcasts was that, yes, we do need to do something about the messaging on abortion. But we need to do it in a way that doesn't so compromise our principles that we claim to have that
right.
we wind up losing much of the base. So...
Well, it's up to
not Chad,
just bring
but,
it back.
It's a state issue.
Bring state issue. Yeah, just bring it back to the point that it is now a state issue, and everyone has the right to put their certain legislators that they think have their values, and then you come from you come up from there, and it worked in Ohio. So
we
I think
have,
that
we
that's
have a, to we have to equip these state legislators with the talking points. And the Crawl Gator has one good point. We got all these forms of contraception. They work. But if you happen not to use them and still engage in sex or recreation, there is always adoption. But, Mimi, I have to ask you. You've had children, right?
Yes.
You survived, right?
Yes, I survived.
Okay, good. I was just checking because...
No complications.
You would think that this would be explained to the majority of female humans at some point in their education that you can survive having children and you can put them up
no,
for adoption.
It's not... Okay, so I'll tell you, from a female's point of view, it's not just about, oh, there's a baby inside of me. It's about there's a whole lot... that happens in 9 months and it's pretty uncomfortable and I don't wish it on any of you men because you would not be able to go through it.
Right.
But what I'm saying is also there's a vanity to it, you know, and I just feel like if these states want to have full term, you know, right to an abortion, what you do is they need to pass laws that say, you know, 7th, 8th, 9th month, because you have to induce pregnancy, okay? So you're going to have the baby anyway. No. So what you do is you have them have the baby, and then we come up with a place where they can go and be adopted and cared for.
And they've done that in Texas with these boxes.
We do that in Louisiana.
And we have in Louisiana where you can leave your baby. You're not going to be charged, and it'll go to a loving family.
This is if you want it. You can say it any time, 7th, 8th, 9th month. You have your baby because you're going to get induced. It's the only way.
Well,
so have the baby. Don't kill it after it's born like they want. And we take the baby.
Fortunately, here in Louisiana, we're a pro-life state. And I think we might be the most pro-life state in the nation. So we're going to protect life here in Louisiana, which I think is a great contrast to what they just passed in Ohio. All right, we're up against it. Thanks to Kobe in the studio, all of our great contributors. We'll see you next week for He Said, She Said. I'll see you in the morning for Ringside Politics right here on WGSO.
Hey folks, it's Jeff Cruer. Let me tell you about a company I trust, Eagle Security Systems. They've been locally owned and operated for over 40 years. They provide residential and commercial security and fire systems. They install surveillance camera systems and provide 24-hour alarm monitoring by their central station. Eagle Security Systems can offer cellular interactive service, which allows you, the customer, to control your system from a smart device anywhere. They can take over any existing alarm system and provide cable TV and internet wiring for your home or business. So you're tired of just being a number? Do you want to experience personal service? Then you need to call Eagle Security Systems 504-340-1414 or check out their website eaglesecuritynola.com. I trust Eagle Security and you should too. And let them protect your home and business with the eyes of an eagle.
Are you tired of cookie cutter advertising? Do you want professionals that understand your needs and budgets? If so, let me recommend the Madley Group. It's a marketing agency based in St. Tammany, offering creative services such as branding and copywriting, video and photography, social media strategies, print and digital design, project management, and web design and strategies. They believe that relationships with their clients are just as important as their craftsmanship. And it's no surprise that they have an array of satisfied clients who appreciate the homegrown values of the Madley Group. Their approach is simple, lots of listening until they fully grasp your vision. Then they put their mind power on it to deliver effective creative solutions within your budget and time frame. For more information, check out themadleygroup.com or email them at info@madleygroup.com. The Madley Group, dedicated to delivering stellar work that generates results.
It's Jeff Cruer. Join me weekdays from 7 to 11 a.m. for Ringside Politics, right here on WGSO 990 AM New Orleans.